Vice President of Seminole Boosters. I'm excited to be here today to, we're going to announce the largest capital campaign in Florida State Athletics history, which is part of the university's overall campaign for the university, which will be announced in October. Today we're going to hear from Andy Miller. We will hear from Stan Wilcox. We'll hear from Jimbo Fisher. And at the end of the event, what we'd like to do is entertain questions that you might have about any of the projects that we're working on this campaign. The thing that we're just super excited about is that we've had such a great run the last few years with all of our sports programs, and we feel like this is going to launch us into the future for Florida State Athletics. I've noticed this as we're here today. All right, so Andy, I mentioned that what we're doing today is we're going to announce the Champions Campaign, which is the largest campaign in Florida State history. We have Andy Miller, who's going to speak in a moment. Stan Wilcox will be available to speak, as well as Jimbo Fisher. Without any further ado, let me introduce Andy Miller.
Sorry, I'm a little late. What a turnout. This is something. I want to first thank all of you for coming out. I don't think we tell you thank you enough for what you do by providing information to some of our fans and supporters, but thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Interim President Garnet Stokes. I don't think she's here today. Vice President Tom Jennings, Athletic Director Stan Wilcox, our number one fundraiser, Jimbo Fisher, and the head coach of our national championship team, our best fundraiser by far. And all the Seminole coaches and administrators and student athletes are making our job of supporting Seminole athletics so enjoyable and so successful. Finally, I would like to thank all the fans and supporters that really make it happen for us. Without their support, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank all of you guys. Florida State University and Seminole Boosters, the fundraising arm of Seminole Athletics, are here to announce the public phase of the Champions Campaign, an eight-year, $250 million campaign to fund an ambitious vision for generations of Seminole athletes and fans. You'll hear a lot about it before the end of the conference, and I hope that we can be somewhat informal and answer all your questions today. The initiative, which runs through from July 2010 through July 30th of 2018, is the largest ever for FSU athletics and will play a significant role in the university's larger comprehensive fundraising campaign, which will be announced this fall in October, the weekend of the Notre Dame game. The Champions Campaign will enhance athletic facilities, increase the program scholarship endowment, and generate operational funds for Florida State's sports teams. Among the facility enhancements will be the Champions Hall, apartment complex, and football players' residence. We won't be able to give you a tour today because it is a construction site, but it's already part of our success as far as the fundraising program. We've already been able to design, construct, and finance Champions Hall. If you haven't seen it, ridden by it, it's over on Hayden Road. The House of Champions football locker room, coaches' office, meeting rooms, and players' lounge is really in progress right now. I think you will have an opportunity to see some of it today, and I think it will be in some of your material we give you through the press release. So these are two things we've already done, along with the Albert J. Dunlap Athletic Training Facility, a third project that's already complete and functional, that dollars of which were used, raised through the Champions Campaign. And then what we're looking at for the future, we're looking at the Champions Club, which will be, you'll learn more about it later today, but it'll be a new club seating project for the south end zone at Doak Campbell Stadium, as well as improvements to the football stadium, which include stadium paint, structural improvements, and concourse improvements for fans and supporters of the university that really produces a first-rate Division I football facility. And then finally, we are also contributing heavily to the new Tucker Center improvements. So with that, I'll turn it over to our very accomplished and capable athletic director, Sam Wilcox.
Thank you, Andy, and good afternoon, everybody. First, I'd like to say, number one, I'm very happy to be a part of a university that has the foresight and the vision to allow us to create a plan that's going to create and allow Florida State Athletics to continue to grow and be the leader in all our various different sports. And I believe sometime in the not-too-distant future, you're going to see and you're going to look back at this day and time when we're announcing this campaign of how important it is. Today, we're going to set about making our aspirations for Florida State Athletics a reality. And we can't do it without the boosters. The boosters, I want to thank the boosters for all their support, for number one, for really putting this campaign together and for being the leaders in this campaign, because without their help, we couldn't do all the things that we do for our student-athletes, for our coaches, for our fans, and we want to continue to grow Florida State Athletics so that we provide the best services we possibly can in all areas. And from a purely athletics perspective, the goals that we're going to be discussing this afternoon are a prerequisite to maintaining our national competitiveness in all our sports. The campaign is being announced. It's going to touch, as I said, all of our sports and the future of our next generation of student athletes. It's going to help us with recruiting. It's going to help us with how we fare on the playing field, on the practice field, and most importantly, in the classroom. So I thank the boosters again for being out in front of this and being innovative and taking the reins on this. But we're going to be there to help them along the way. As they say, Jimbo is one of our best fundraisers, but all of our athletics department staff are going to be a part and help in this endeavor. This endeavor obviously is going to help our coaches, our student athletes maintain our competitive edge on and off the field, but more importantly, and most importantly, is in the classroom. We're going to do a number of things to help our student athletes maintain the level of academic excellence that we want them to have. And we wouldn't be able to do this, again, without the booster support of this. In the next few weeks, we're going to have our football starting preseason practice. Soccer is going to be starting preseason practice. Women's volleyball and cross country. You know, these teams are going to be back here, just as well as all our teams are going to be back here. And there's a high expectation for all our teams to be successful. Just this past year, we've had 8 consecutive years in which we were in the top 15 of the Directors' Cup. 8 ACC championships, a national championship in football, and in soccer and sand volleyball, we're involved in the national championships. So the point I'm making here, I can go on, but you know the momentum and the trajectory of Florida Athletics is strong and is at the best it's been in years, and will require a number, resources to maintain it and grow it, and that's what we're looking to do. So with that, you know, I want to just say again, thanks to Andy, thanks to the boosters for all that they're going to be doing for us in this campaign. We're looking forward to it. As you will see, we've already started with a number number of things, obviously, with the football locker room and coach's office, as well as, you know, we've done the indoor practice facility, and that is also a part of this. So as we move forward, we're looking for all the support we could possibly get, and we are thankful that we have a university that has the foresight to allow us to do this. And without further ado, I'd like to bring up our national championship head football coach, Jimbo Fisher, for a few words.
Appreciate that, Stan. You know, we've been asked a bunch of times and introduced a bunch of times about last year's team, and they keep calling us defending national champions. Well, you know, you've already heard me say this 1,000 times. I don't like that. Because we're not defending anything. As soon as you become defensive, you become apprehensive. And you start worrying about losing, you start worrying about not being aggressive. I don't like that. I like being aggressive. I think that's what this is about, and I think that's what this campaign is about. And to me, what it does is sends a message that Florida State is not content where it's at. We've won championships. We're in Director's Cup. We're in the elite class of universities in this country. But we understand we have to go forward. In coaching, they say, how are you going to maintain? We're not maintaining anything in our program. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You have to be aggressive and you have to move forward. I think that's what this campaign says. I think what Andy and the boosters and everyone at Florida State is saying, we understand the problems of the future. And I'm going to tell you, nothing's about money, but everything's about money in this world. We get right down to the brass tacks of everything. You have to have money to progress and do the things and give these young men the commitments they need. Because we all demand from them. People say, well, Coach, what did you do to win the championship? Well, how did those players change? How did that? The players didn't change. They were being demanded the same thing. We're teaching the same thing. They grew from experiences in which they had. And I think our whole organization grew from Florida State University. I think what we're doing here and what Andy is doing and what we're able to do, as Stan is doing as the athletic director, our new president is doing, we're doing, and everybody's doing as our coaches, all in this Florida State University, we're going forward. We're saying, we're demanding from athletes today so much. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't think being an athlete's tough, go live in their shoes one day. The hours they go through, the relentless 365 days a year of school, there's never a summer break. Remember when you used to go home for summer break and the things that go on and lifting every day and growing every day and how they're being challenged. Well, you know what? There's got to be a commitment on the other side, too. What that does, that creates a culture. What changed around Florida State recently? The culture's changed. We're committed. We've always been committed to excellence, but what we're doing now, we're getting excellence in the modern times of how you have to do things. A new dormitory, a new indoor facility, trying to do things in basketball, trying to do things in softball, trying to do things in soccer, in baseball, all the things you have to do. You have to grow, and you have to give back to those kids because you understand something. Trust is a key component when you're talking about coaching. Kids have to trust you, and you have to trust the kids. Well, you know something, a kid, when he sees that, you know, everything I touch, the impression that I walk into Florida State, they're committed to excellence. They're giving me the best housing. They're giving me the most academic support. They're giving me the best facilities. They're giving me everything under the sun to be successful. That creates an attitude. It creates a culture. It's called a championship culture. And that's what's going on right now with this fund and this championship drive to raise money. That's what it's about, folks, because understand something. We're making decisions not based on tomorrow or next year. We're trying to see problems that come 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Like Stan said, for the next generation of athletes, this isn't just about now. It's the legacy in which you leave. And to me, that's what this campaign signifies, and it's what it's all about. It's what Florida State's all about. We want to be great for a long time. We want to have an attitude of domination. We get there, we got to stay there. We got to study. We can't be complacent. We can't live on what happened in the 90s or what happened in the 2000s or what happened in the 80s. We have to be ahead of everybody. Everybody says, well, they're not. I don't care what people do. Andy's showing he doesn't care what people do. Stan doesn't care what people do. Won't people follow us? And to me, that's what this campaign signifies. At Florida State, we want to be the best, and we want to give our student athletes the greatest chance to be successful as people, as students, and as athletes. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's why we're in coaching. It's why we're in administration. It's why we're in boosters. Because none of us in this room would ever have a job if it wasn't for the kids. It's all about the kids. And the one thing you can do to make their experience better and give them a chance is create better opportunities for them. So not only do they grow, you know what else grows? The next generation of their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. It changes lives. It changes families. That's what athletics does. is opportunities for some of these kids that never, ever, ever, ever would get a chance to go to school. Many of them are first generation, not only high school graduates or college students. Now they become college graduates. Now that trend is broken, and we change lives and we change America. And that's what the money and the funds from this organization, this fund, and this championship drive is about. That's why I'm excited. That's why we're going on right now with this fund and this championship drive to raise money. That's what it's about, folks, because understand something. We're making decisions not based on tomorrow or next year. We're trying to see problems that come up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Like Stan said, for the next generation of athletes, this isn't just about now. It's the legacy in which you leave. And to me, that's what this campaign signifies, and it's what it's all about. It's what Florida State's all about. We want to be great for a long time. We want to have an attitude of domination. We get there, we got to stay there. We got to study. We can't be complacent. We can't live on what happened in the 90s or what happened in the 2000s or what happened in the 80s. We have to be ahead of everybody. Everybody says, well, they're not. I don't care what people do. Andy's showing he doesn't care what people do. Stan doesn't care what people do. Won't people follow us? And to me, that's what this campaign signifies. At Florida State, we want to be the best, and we want to give our student athletes the greatest chance to be successful as people, as students, and as athletes. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's why we're in coaching. It's why we're in administration. It's why we're in boosters. Because none of us in this room would ever have a job if it wasn't for the kids. It's all about the kids. And the one thing you can do to make their experience better and give them a chance is create better opportunities for them. So not only do they grow, you know what else grows? The next generation of their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. It changes lives. It changes families. That's what athletics does. It's opportunities for some of these kids that never, ever, ever, ever would get a chance to go to school. Many of them are first generation, not only high school graduates or college students. Now they become college graduates. Now that trend is broken, and we change lives and we change America. And that's what the money and the funds from this organization, this fund, and this championship drive is about. That's why I'm excited. That's why I want to be a part of it. We're happy to be here. Andy, thank you and the boosters for what you're doing, Stan, and what you're doing behind it. And we're looking forward to the future because we plan on being on top for a while. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimbo. I'm going to share a little bit about the Champions Club that Andy Miller alluded to earlier, which is a premium seating experience in the south end of Doe Campbell Stadium. There's no question Doe Campbell Stadium is an iconic stadium in college athletics. We're all very proud of it. We know there's some things about the stadium that need enhancements. And one of the things that we see a great opportunity for is a premium club seat section in the south end zone, which we're going to call the Champions Club. It's a unique opportunity for us because we already have the University Center Club, and I see Tracy Markle and her staff here down there in that south end zone. And so we have kitchens. We have a great club experience down there already. So we're going to take an area of the stadium and expand it greatly. It'll be over 50,000 square feet of air-conditioned space when done. On our rooftops that you see up there, we'll cover those rooftops, make them shaded rooftops with cabanas. And it'll be an opportunity for our fans to enjoy the outdoor, the crowd noise, the band, all the excitement of sitting outside, but also be able to go inside and have a quality club experience. Now, the revenue generated by that club is going to be the engine that drives enhancements throughout the Campbell Stadium. So we'll be able to address the concourse needs, painting infrastructure, so that all 80,000 fans have an enhanced experience. I'm going to open it up to questions here in a few minutes, but let me just give you a timeline for what we're looking at. The design, we have some preliminary drawings that you all will find in your press kit. Those preliminary drawings are going to change probably as the year progresses and the design build team really hones in on it. But what we're looking to do is start the project immediately following the 15 football season and have it ready for occupancy for the fall of 16. It's an ambitious schedule, but it's part of the bid requirement that we're going through right now. If you have any questions about the club seat section, Let me entertain them right now, and then I'm going to bring Jimbo, Stan, and Andy back up for questions and answers from the group.
Jerry, Leonard just got here. Part of our efforts are going to be at the Tucker Center, and in fact, we've already funded a significant part of those renovations, but yes. Leonard might want to make a comment.
Hey, Leonard, would you please? Leonard Hamilton, y'all know what's going on at the Tucker Center. As Andy said, we've invested about $3.5 million of the Champions campaign already in that project. And when the athletic department finishes its needs assessment in this fall, there'll be much more emphasis going both to basketball and to all the other sports. Leonard?
As I approach my 13th year here for Florida State, it's obvious that I've been around through almost a little over 10 years into another 10 years that we're starting in. And I've seen our athletic department be tremendously rich in tradition over earlier stages of the beginning of my career. And as we move forward, it's obvious that this is an exciting period, because I see now what we're looking for is what are we going to the future. And we're very aggressive about that in our campaign here that we started, you know, to have the vision to move forward in all sports. Obviously, football has been our flagship program, been tremendously successful, but so are so many of our other sports as well. And from a basketball standpoint, we're extremely excited, because we're at the point now where there are so many plans in place for us to move our program forward. We're excited about the renovations. We're excited about the fundraising campaign as it relates to giving us the things that we feel that we really need. So this is a very, very important time for us, an exciting time, because it's obvious that now we've even taken ourselves to the point where we realize that we can no longer ride the success from the past. And even though we're excited about what's going on now, we're planning for the future, and basketball included in that, and we're awful excited about it.
Thank you. If I could, Andy, would you stand, and Jimbo, Leonard, come on up. And if there's any questions you'd like to address to anybody in the room today, please do.
Andy, in the literature, it says that you guys are about halfway through the campaign already. Is that in monetarily halfway through?
Yes, we're right on track with our efforts, and we're about halfway through the eight-year cycle.
When did you guys start silently?
In July of 2010. And the money's already gone to work.
Yeah.
With the projects that we've already implemented. Are you shocked to me?
Andy, also, could you talk about just kind of the difference from the last time you guys had a major campaign, and how much more ambitious this might be?
Well, we actually started our campaigning in the early 90s. We developed University Center, as you know. That was our first really, really major project. And it turned out to be almost $150 million project. And then we went on a development. I don't know if you guys were there, but we actually built most of the facilities we have today, from Hauser Stadium to the Morcom Aquatic Center to the tennis facility to the McIntosh track facility. I mean, we went into a big expansion program in the early 90s, but as you know, that's 20, 25 years ago, and most of these projects need updating. In other areas, we need enhancement, like the indoor practice facility. Back then, nobody had indoor practice facilities. Now, most of all, our main competitors do, and it has been a great asset to our program. So, the kids are, like Jimbo said, they're you know, it's 24/7 for these guys, and we got to provide them the kind of support they need to be successful. But, the original campaign was called Dynasty, and that was kind of directed at facilities. The next one was Legacy, and that was really more of a scholarship campaign. That now we're over $50 million in endowment for scholarship, but we did get facility gifts as well. And this one is kind of three-pronged, as we discussed. You know, many of our competitors are raising more operational money every year. Their contracts, their conference contracts, their television deals are larger than ours. So our annual fund needs to be increased to stay up with the competition. And, you know, the expansion in athletics is really a great challenge, and we have to meet it head on. It takes a great investment to get where we are. It takes even a greater investment to stay where you are. So, and fortunately, you know, we've been benefiting from a top 10 Director's Cup type of program, and to stay at that level, you've got to put money up. You've got to raise funds. So that annual fund is really kind of the lifeblood of our program. That's where we are able to secure the great football coaching staff and all the coaching staff, Leonard and Jimbo and all the great teams that we have to underwrite those coaches and make sure the scholarship levels are where we need to be. And then one day we hope to have a scholarship endowment where we can just write a check off the earnings to pay for all the scholarships and make sure that over 400 athletes have a four-year experience at Florida State and second to none. And then the third area, again, is the facility side. And I didn't emphasize enough, later this fall, athletics is moving toward a feasibility. They're going through with every sports team to try to see where they need to be improved and for their facilities as well. And so we'll have a comprehensive list this fall, in addition to the project you heard about today that we'll be looking at, to try to raise money for. So, and then finally, I'll say one other thing too, that with these new facilities, there's also an increased cost of maintenance, and these are areas that we have to address as well.
Jerry, quick comment. Kirsten messaged and said that they would be able to do a tour after the locker room tour of Champions Hall for the reporters that are interested in covering that.
All right, thanks. So what we'll do, assuming there's no other questions, is we'll go on a tour of the facilities here in the Moore Center. And then those of that you would like to go to?
A number will require resources to maintain it and grow it, and that's what we're looking to do. So with that, you know, I want to just say, again, thanks to Andy, thanks to the boosters for all that they're going to be doing for us in this campaign. We're looking forward to it. As you will see, we've already started with a number of things, obviously with the football locker room and our coach's office, as well as, you know, we've done the indoor practice facility, and that is also a part of this. So as we move forward, we're looking for all the support we could possibly get, and we are thankful that we have a university that has the foresight to allow us to do this. And without further ado, I'd like to bring up our national championship head football coach, Jimbo Fisher.
Appreciate that, Stan. You know, we've been asked a bunch of times and introduced a bunch of times about last year's team, and they keep calling us defending national champions. Well, you know, you've already heard me say this 1,000 times. I don't like that. Because we're not defending anything. As soon as you become defensive, you become apprehensive. And you start worrying about losing, you start worrying about not being aggressive. I don't like that. I like being aggressive. I think that's what this is about, and I think that's what this campaign is about. And to me, what it does, it sends a message that Florida State is not content where it's at. We've won championships, we're in Director's Cup, we're in the elite class of universities in this country, but we understand we have to go forward. In coaching, they say, how are you going to maintain? We're not maintaining anything in our program. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You have to be aggressive and you have to move forward. I think that's what this campaign says. I think what Andy and the boosters and everyone at Florida State is saying, we understand the problems of the future. And I'm going to tell you, nothing's about money, but everything's about money in this world. We get right down to the brass tacks of everything. You have to have money to progress and do the things and give these young men the commitments, they need, because we all demand from them. People say, well, Coach, what did you do to win the championship? Well, how did those players change? How did that? Players didn't change. They were being demanded the same thing. We're teaching the same thing. They grew from experiences in which they had, and I think our whole organization grew from Florida State University. I think what we're doing here and what Andy is doing and what we're able to do, as Stan is doing as the athletic director, our new president is doing, we're doing, and everybody's doing as our coaches, all in this Florida State University, we're going forward. We're saying, we're demanding from athletes today so much. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't think being an athlete's tough, go live in their shoes one day. The hours they go through, the relentless 365 days a year of school, there's never a summer break. Remember when you used to go home for summer break and the things that go on and lifting every day and growing every day and how they're being challenged. Well, you know what? There's got to be a commitment on the other side, too. What that does, that creates a culture. What changed around Florida State recently? The culture's changed. We're committed. We've always been committed to excellence, but what we're doing now, we're getting excellence in the modern times of how you have to do things. A new dormitory, a new indoor facility. Trying to do things in basketball, trying to do things in softball, trying to do things in soccer, in baseball, all the things you have to do. You have to grow, and you have to give back to those kids, because you understand something. Trust is a key component when you're talking about coaching. Kids have to trust you, and you have to trust the kids. Well, you know something, a kid, when he sees that, you know, everything I touch, the impression that I walk into Florida State, they're committed to excellence. They're giving me the best housing. They're giving me the most academic support. They're giving me the best facilities. They're giving me everything under the sun to be successful. That creates an attitude. It creates a culture. It's called a championship culture. And that's what's going on right now with this fund and this championship drive to raise money. That's what it's about, folks, because understand something. We're making decisions not based on tomorrow or next year. We're trying to see problems that come up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Like Stan said, for the next generation of athletes, this isn't just about now. It's the legacy in which you leave. And to me, that's what this campaign signifies, and it's what it's all about. It's what Florida State's all about. We want to be great for a long time. We want to have an attitude of domination. We get there, we got to stay there. We got to study. We can't be complacent. We can't live on what happened in the 90s or what happened in the 2000s or what happened in the 80s. We have to be ahead of everybody. Everybody says, well, they're not. I don't care what people do. Andy's showing he doesn't care what people do. Stan doesn't care what people do. Won't people follow us? And to me, that's what this campaign signifies. At Florida State, we want to be the best, and we want to give our student-athletes the greatest chance to be successful as people, as students, and as athletes. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's why we're in coaching. It's why we're in administration. It's why we're in boosters. Because none of us in this room would ever have a job if it wasn't for the kids. It's all about the kids. And the one thing you can do to make their experience better and give them a chance is create better opportunities for them. So not only do they grow, you know what else grows? The next generation of their kids. Their grandkids, their great-grandkids. It changes lives. It changes families. That's what athletics does. It's opportunities for some of these kids that never, ever, ever, ever would get a chance to go to school. Many of them are first-generation, not only high school graduates or college students. Now they become college graduates. Now that trend is broken, and we change lives, and we change America. And that's what the money and the funds from this organization, this fund, and this championship drive is about. That's why I'm excited. That's why I want to be a part of it. We're happy to be here. Andy, thank you and the boosters for what you're doing, Stan, and what you're doing behind it. And we're looking forward to the future because we plan on being on top for a while. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimbo. I'm going to share a little bit about the Champions Club that Andy Miller alluded to earlier, which is a premium seating experience in the south end of Doe Campbell Stadium. There's no question Doe Campbell Stadium is an iconic stadium in college athletics. We're all very proud of it. We know there's some things about the stadium that need enhancements. And one of the things that we see a great opportunity for is a premium club seat section in the south end zone, which we're going to call the Champions Club. It's a unique opportunity for us because we already have the University Center Club, and I see Tracy Markle and her staff here. Down there in that south end zone. And so we have kitchens, we have a great club experience down there already. So we're going to take an area of the stadium and expand it greatly. It'll be over 50,000 square feet of air-conditioned space when done. On our rooftops that you see up there, we'll cover those rooftops, make them shaded rooftops with cabanas. And it'll be an opportunity for our fans to enjoy the outdoor, the crowd noise, the band, all the excitement of sitting outside, but also be able to go inside and have a quality club experience. Now, the revenue generated by that club is going to be the engine that drives enhancements throughout the Campbell Stadium. So we'll be able to address the concourse needs, painting infrastructure, so that all 80,000 fans have an enhanced experience. I'm going to open it up to questions here in a few minutes, but let me just give you a timeline for what we're looking at. The design, we have some preliminary drawings that you all will find in your press kit. Those preliminary drawings are going to change probably as the year progresses and the design build team really hones in on it. But what we're looking to do is start the project immediately following the 15 football season and have it ready for occupancy for the fall of 16. It's an ambitious schedule, but it's part of the bid requirement that we're going through right now. If you have any questions about the club seat section, let me entertain them right now, and then I'm going to bring Jimbo, Stan, and Andy back up for questions and answers from the group.
Jerry, Leonard just got here. Part of our efforts are going to be at the Tucker Center, and in fact, we've already funded a significant part of those renovations, but yes. Leonard might want to make a comment.
Leonard, would you please? Leonard Hamilton, you all know what's going on at the Tucker Center. As Andy said, we've invested about $3.5 million in the Champions campaign already in that project. And when the athletic department finishes its needs assessment in this fall, there'll be much more emphasis going both to basketball and to all the other sports. Leonard?
As I approach my 13th year here at Florida State, it's obvious that I've been around and through almost over 10 years into another 10 years that we're starting in. And I've seen our athletic department be rich, tremendously rich in tradition over earlier stages of the beginning of my career. And as we move forward, it's obvious that this is an exciting period, because I see now what we're looking for is what are we going to the future. And we're very aggressive about that in our campaign here that we started, you know, to have the vision to move forward in all sports. Obviously, football has been our flagship program, been tremendously successful, but so has so many of our other sports as well. And from a basketball standpoint, we're extremely excited because we're at the point now where there are so many plans in place for us to move our program forward. We're excited about the renovations. We're excited about the fundraising campaign as it relates to giving us the things that we feel that we really need. So this is a very, very important time for us, an exciting time, because it's obvious that now we even taken ourselves to the point where we realize that we can no longer ride the success from the past. And even though we're excited about what's going on now, we're planning for the future, and basketball included in that, and we're awfully excited about it.
Thank you. If I could, would you stand, Jimbo, Leonard, come on up. And if there's any questions you'd like to address to anybody in the room today, please do.
Andy, in the literature it says that you guys are about halfway through the campaign already. Is that in monetarily halfway through?
Yes, we're right on track with our efforts, and we're about halfway through the 8-year cycle.
When did you guys start silently?
In July of 2010. And the money's already gone to work.
Yeah.
The projects that we've already implemented.
Andy, also, could you talk about just kind of the difference from the last time you guys had a major campaign and how much more ambitious this might be?
Well, we actually started our campaigning in the early 90s. We developed University Center, as you know. That was our first really, really major project. and it turned out to be almost $150 million project. And then we went on a development. I don't know if you guys were there, but we actually built most of the facilities we have today, from Hauser Stadium to the Morpham Aquatic Center to the tennis facility to the McIntosh track facility. I mean, we went into a big expansion program in the early 90s, but as you know, that's 20, 25 years ago, and most of these projects need updating. In other areas, we need enhancement, like the indoor practice facility. Back then, nobody had indoor practice facilities. Now, most of all, our main competitors do, and it has been a great asset to our program. So, kids are, like Jimbo said, they're you know, it's 24/7 for these guys, and we got to provide them the kind of support they need to be successful. But the original campaign was called Dynasty, and that was a kind of a directed at facilities. The next one was Legacy, and that was really more of a scholarship campaign. That now we're over $50 million in endowment for scholarship, but we did get facility gifts as well. And this one is kind of three-pronged, as we discussed. You know, many of our competitors are raising more operational money every year. Their contracts, their conference contracts, their television deals are larger than ours. So our annual fund needs to be increased to stay up with the competition. And, you know, the expansion in athletics is really a great challenge, and we have to meet it head on. It takes a great investment to get where we are. It takes even a greater investment to stay where you are. So, and fortunately, you know, we've been benefiting from a top 10 Directors Cup type of program, and to stay at that level, you've got to put money up. You've got to raise funds. So that annual fund is really kind of the lifeblood of our program. That's where we are able to secure the great football coaching staff and all the coaching staff, Leonard and Jimbo and all the great teams that we have to underwrite those coaches and make sure the scholarship levels are where we need to be. And then one day we hope to have a scholarship endowment where we can just write a check off the earnings to pay for all the scholarships and make sure that over 400 athletes have a four-year experience at Florida State and second to none. And then the third area, again, is the facility side. And I didn't emphasize enough, later this fall, athletics is moving toward a feasibility. They're going through with every sports teams to try to see where they need to be improved and for their facilities as well. And so we'll have a comprehensive list this fall, in addition to the project you heard about today that we'll be looking at, to try to raise money for. So, and then finally, I'll say one other thing too, that with these new facilities, there's also an increased cost of maintenance, and these are areas that we have to address as well.
Jerry, quick comment. Kirsten messaged and said that they would be able to do a tour after the locker room tour of Champions Hall for the reporters that are interested in covering that.
All right, thanks. So what we'll do, assuming there's no other questions, is we'll go on a tour of the facilities here in the Moore Center. And then those of that you would like to go to the dorm project, grab me, if you would, and we'll make sure you get what you need from there, too.
Anyway, Jerry, I know before we talked about the price points for the club section. Have you got that yet, and how is that going to, I know this could be a contribution to the campaign.
Yes.
How is that all going to work?
Okay. Thanks for asking that question. We're going to ask a capital campaign contribution of $1,000 per seat for the right to buy the club seats. The club seats will start at $1,500. Per seat, and with that, what the patron will get is it'll include their season ticket, it'll include a Friday to Sunday experience at the University Center Club, within the Champions Club, managed by the University Center Club staff, as well as a food credit of about $30 per game. The food credit will include your food, which will be an upscale food, and beverages. There will be a cash bar available. It will not include alcohol.
I just want to make sure I'm reading this correct. Trying to take the endowment from $48 million to $190 million. What's the plan to?
Well, that's a long-term goal.
Okay.
As Andy said, that campaign, that endowment is hovers around $50 million. And so what you do, you always have to be donor-centric in the fundraising business. When we go out and talk to a donor about Florida State University, you seek to find his passion. And if the person is passionate about providing, changing lives, funding dreams and changing lives, then we may direct them to an endowment. If the person is really excited about this dorm project because he thinks it'll help build chemistry among the team, then that's the direction that the gift would go. So the endowment will grow as our donors choose to give to that.
Just clarification on the club seat price point. The $1,000 capital contribution and then the $1,500 per seat.
The $1,000 is a one-time contribution to facilities. The $1,500 is every year.
A question for Stan. Obviously, the Tucker Center improvements aren't really outlined. Is that going to be based on how funds are coming in, or are you guys still deciding what you're going to do? Because I know when the research was done, there was like different tiers of improvements.
Yeah, we're currently also doing a master facilities plan for all our facilities. Some of the things that we're talking about, that Andy and these guys are talking about, were already in the works when I got here. One of the things that I wanted to do is also do a very massive plan and look at every venue and basically do a needs assessment as well as a wants assessment to find out exactly what each of our coaches need for their programs to be successful. And so we're about 75% complete right now. We still have some work to do as far as prioritizing things. But yes, the Tucker Center, that we oversee that. Is a part of that. The university is already doing a number of things there, as well as the overall basketball facilities is all part of the master facilities plan that we're putting together. And then we got to just prioritize things and then indicate what things can we get into this particular campaign and then what things will be done later on, because it'll be, I'll have a 5-year and a 10-year master facility plan.
If I could, Jimbo's got a tight schedule. Does anybody have a question for Jimbo? Otherwise, I'm going to let him go.
Did you offer any of your input for any of those football-specific improvements? And if so, what were some of those?
Yeah, some of the things that we talked about earlier. Of course, getting the new residence hall, which I thought was very critical, because I think there's a lot of issues that are going to come our way as we keep getting better and being able to monitor our student-athletes where they live and who's interacting with them and creating a lot more unity and things like that. Of course, the indoor practice facility is something that I talked about when we first got here. So, from what we're doing now in the renovations in the locker room, all of those types of things and the future endeavors of what we're going to do, because it's always going to be an ever-changing world. But any of them have been very open-minded in the things we're trying to do and help that. But, yes, I have. We've had quite a few discussions.
Any other questions? Can we let Jimbo run?
Yes, sir. People talk about an arms race in athletics, and obviously other athletic departments are doing football improvements as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is getting you guys to where you need to be, or do you think it's putting you guys ahead of where?
I haven't seen everyone's, but I'm pretty aware of the main guys our competitors are. I think it's putting us right in the ball. I think we're getting up there in certain things. I think certain things they may have, but it's all comparable. It's all very complete and comparable what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. Because, I say this. When you're recruiting, like I said, we understand that athletics, we're the front porch of this university. Everything that's seen comes to us. That's the impression you get of our university. But when you walk in and you're recruiting nationally like we do, we recruit Florida, Georgia, all these local kids, but we're able to go to California, Texas, you know, bring a kid out of Alabama, New York, D.C., wherever we go. He's got to have a reason to bypass 10 schools to come here. When, and it's just like when you go buy something or you go to an organization or you go to a business, the minute you walk in, that first impression is priceless. And what it says about your university and your commitment to that sport and what happens, I mean, it says, you know something, this place is committed to excellence. I can. There's something special going on, and these folks know what they're doing. And it, whether it's right or wrong, that's the facts of selling and recruiting. And when you're asking guys to bypass 8, 10, 12 very good schools to get to your school, and why should I come here? What can you do for me? It's the first thing they get. And I think what we're trying to do is make a complete package from A to Z of everything that touches them. It is nothing but where they live, where they work out, where they eat, where they practice. Everything about it is first class. So they know the commitment to excellence, and there's a standard, which in my, and I go back to that word, culture. It creates the culture of excellence, and then you're able to maintain it. But I do think it puts us very equal. Now, some people may have certain things a little better, but I think we got certain things a little better. And I love the way our setup is, and I think it makes us very competitive with anybody in America. Thank y'all. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Chair, we're probably right on schedule anyway.
You are right on the schedule.
Anything that you guys need answered last year before we move on?
When will the players' residence be completed? Pardon? When will the players' residence be completed?
I was just getting ready to comment on that. We're pushing the gun right now, getting the CO, and it's a construction site right now, and it's a mess over there. I don't know if you guys... You're welcome to go up there. I think we've cleared it, but we'd be glad next week when it's cleaned up, and we're moving the kids in this weekend. So it's really, next week might be a better time to come over, but if you want to come today, we can do that too.
That's move-in day, is right? This weekend?
Pardon me?
Move-in day, Sunday?
Sunday. We're putting furniture in on Saturday. It doesn't like a good. If I fall out with a heart attack in the next few days, you'll probably know that. There's a reason.
All right, we'll give everybody a couple minutes to gather yourself. We'll meet in the atrium area. We'll meet up with Mark Robinson.